Broken Arrow. Broken Bow, Oklahoma. And he's going to interview.
Used to take their pants off and sell it for about 25 cents a foot and all that. Nowadays, it's against the law. I guess they went on being endangered species list one time, or on the threat list. And the game commission thought that we had reduced their numbers to the point where they were endangered. And then in about 1964, 65, they put them on the threatened list. And it was against the law to even touch them the way we are. Except for some of those show people, were allowed to do this for their livelihood. From 1965 to today, they have made a remarkable comeback. They're all over the place again, and so now they have a seasonal hunt on them. People with different, I guess, license can do this. But if you ever see one out in the glades, the best thing to do is leave them alone. Don't mess with them, and they'll leave you alone. I have never had an alligator chase me down yet, unless I was bothering it or come up on a nest, and they will let you know very quickly that they mean business. So Bill Ozilla is going to show you how we capture them, and just for your enjoyment, but we suggest never to do this, and especially your children. These alligators, this gator right here could take a small child, anybody from 10 years old, even probably my size, pretty big fat boy, take me underwater and give me a rough time. And they are not known as a vicious man-eater, but when you are swimming, the only thing that's visible is your head. Remember that. If you're standing up like this, you can dominate him. But in the water, he dominates. That's his domain. So never mess with an alligator. And Bill's going to demonstrate him to you now how he captures it. There's only one particular dangerous point about an alligator, but with that, he can do a lot of damage. And it's called biting. Took the tape off his mouth. So we don't hurt him, but he doesn't hurt us. Now he's going to grab it all. Since he's on top of the ground, or not in water, I should say, he's going to show you how we would normally do this. Since the alligator's eyes are above the head and cannot see below his jaw, what you do is slap him on top of the head, raise his head up, whoops, and then grab all the bottom jaw, close it, and then put your thumb in real fast. Get him out of the corner there. Alligators out in the wild, since his defense mechanism is biting, he can use that tail to a certain extent. A good size one, above 8 foot long, probably could knock him for a loop. One this size there, probably feel like your girlfriend beat the daylight out of
you.
I like that. He's still smiling when he's trying to bite. The other thing to protect himself, if he has and he's trying to dominate you, he does grab a hold of him, shut his jaws, and then start rolling or shaking. This gator here probably reached about 100 pounds.
Can't see? Yeah.
And a 100-pound gator, knowing what to do with his body, twisting and turning, can do a lot of damage.
I believe that.
Somebody said earlier that he's trying to wear down the alligator. No, he's trying to be careful so he doesn't hurt his fingers. Most of the time we get hurt in these wrestling gators like this is when we're doing a show like this or calling a show off. And by doing a show, somehow you make a mistake and take too many chances you get hurt. So Bill has to do a work every day and survive 385 years. So he has to be very careful. Okay. First thing he's going to do is open the jaws, show you the teeth. They're all sharp pointed, no chewing teeth. Grab all that loose skin underneath. That tongue there, he doesn't use to talk with or anything like this, but the back of the throat, you see, of a check valve. He has to have that closed when he goes underwater. If he doesn't, he'll drown just like you and I would. So I always, when I see Tarzan sticking a stick down a crocodile's throat, I often wonder if he ever took it out or anything. But that type of attitude is long gone now. You go around beating on a gator, somebody throw you in jail. The teeth, they're all sharp pointed, no chewing teeth. Gators this size is probably the size that injures alligator wrestlers most of the time. The big ones, you can, if he does bite you, it's gonna hurt like crazy, but the small ones are kind of quick to get injured by. Next thing he's gonna do is what we call bulldogging a gator. If he was by himself out in the Everglades, this is what he would do to tie the alligator's jaws up to have a free hand. If he's anything above 8, 9, 10 feet, the gator does what he wants. But on smaller ones like this, he can dominate just a little bit. Next thing, if you've heard the other story where take an alligator, throw him on his back, rub his belly, and put him to sleep, you'll not be able to do that with your boyfriend or girlfriend. With alligators. If you rub my belly, I'll fall asleep real fast. This gator, throughout his life, never goes around sleeping on its back. For that reason, it has no darkness to it. It's light in color. And you see that he doesn't like to be put that way, so he's going to try to hold him there for a few seconds. The only time you see him laying like this is with a buzzard sitting on top of him half of the time. You see he's relaxing. We don't know if it's a hypnotic stage or a confused stage, but we do know that you throw him like this, he'll remain there. And sometimes you can use what we call a distress signal, a little grunt from the throat, to make him roll over it. If not, we will touch him and show you that he is not sleeping. Like I said, he is not sleeping. He likes it like this. Have to push him a little bit again. There he goes. As you can see, the old gator is hopefully not hurt. And gator's eyes is on top of his head, as you can see. If you push it down, his eyes will go down into his skull. If another gator is trying to bite him, he'll get out of harm's way. His nostrils is way up front, and like a submarine. Y'all enjoyed it? You can show your appreciation, and he's going to go around with a little basket. This is the only way he makes his money on this. So thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed it.